So today, a video game named Starfield released. It's a Bethesda title. So not to spoil it, but I was not very interested because it's a Bethesda title.
It was a rather uneventful release as far as I'm concerned. As far as I can tell from online discourse, no one's really got much to say about it.
I'm not following anything that Bethesda puts out anymore for the right reasons, such as the bad guys. So, as in bad creators of video games from their history.
I still can't bring myself to hate Todd, though.
Who doesn't love Todd? So I decided I wouldn't pay attention to it because I didn't even know it was coming out. And then for some reason, it keeps popping up on my timeline. And there's been a whole lot of nonsense about this. So I thought we'd just sit down and go through the video game and the nonsense. This is not a video game review, in case you're expecting me to sit here. And
neither of us have played it. And
it literally came out today. So,
well, some people had early access to it because they paid a bit extra.
Yep.
We did not, because honestly, Starfield to me has been something that has been advertised on LucasAid bottles. And nothing further in my life until just the past few days.
We'll get into it in a minute, but basically I looked at the game and then looked at my money and said I prefer my money. So we'll start by promoting something on LotusEars.com, this being the Our Cyberpunk Dystopia, of the episode here being us going through I Have No Mouth and I'm a Scream, which was jolly good fun. And if you want some sci-fi, I recommend that over what I've seen of the video game. Now, here's the video game. A lot of people seem to be really enjoying it. And go ahead.
Fair play to you.
One of the problems I have is just the general setting. So I'm not big on this kind of sci-fi where everything's, kind of...
Oh, look at the concrete and grey textures.
Well, it's not so much that. It's this open world kind of sci-fi. It's hard
to
explain.
That looks all right.
I can't really put it in words. Where it's not like Star Wars or anything like that, is what I'm trying to get at. It's like, imagine 1,000 years from now, how would humanity actually be ruling the stars? I'm never that impressed.
This is a rather generic vision of future space travel.
The setting aspect always seems very generic to me. Like, I never really got into No Man's Sky, but I can't really tell the difference, frankly, in the setting at first glance. And I know that's going to sound like you're uneducated.
Well, apparently No Man's Sky works now, so.
Yeah, and I've seen the video of No Man's Sky getting better
story
and better.
Put out.
It's a great story. See that, but it's just not something I'm massively interested in, setting wise and gameplay wise. I've not been that impressed, and then there are some of the other issues. But if someone wants to enjoy it, fantastic, go and enjoy it. That's great news. The reviews seem to be somewhat mixed so far from users, but we'll get back to that later. But my point being earlier, Bethesda, never good, Big Boss, very good YouTuber. Go and check him out if you like Internet Historian and would like more content from Internet Historian, but Internet Historian is too lazy to make it.
No, he's far too busy making it.
I think if you ask him, he would say he's a bit too lazy.
Oh, okay.
but that's just friendly banter. But Big Boss makes very good videos in a very similar style. And he made one about Bethesda and just detailed that, they were never really good. I mean, if we're honest with ourselves. And the main problem...
Let me just get it in here first.
Can I explain what I mean by good first?
Oh, okay, all right.
So what I mean by good is a game that you would actually go back to and spend loads of time on. And Skyrim actually did a pretty decent job. Oblivion seemed to do a pretty decent job. But that was friggin' years ago. And that was because they were the ones innovating in the scene of open world games.
Skyrim's 12 years ago, Oblivion's 17 years ago now.
And even Fallout 3. I mean, if you want to play a Fallout game, I think it's now pretty much the consensus that you've got to Fallout New Vegas.
Yeah.
I mean, you definitely don't play Fallout 4 or 76.
You can play Fallout 4 if you want dumb fun and shooting and a fun enough open world to explore, but if you're looking for any depth or real RPG gaming, then no.
My definition of good there being that, the Fallout New Vegas community still is growing somehow. People actually go back and still play the game a million times. Everyone I know who played Fallout 4, and I got it on release because I was super excited for it, played it for a bit, and then either fell out of love with it or said it was good. And then when you ask them, how much do you play it? And they say, I never played it after it finished.
I'm trying to think back on my experiences with Fallout 4, because I traded it in.
You don't go back and play it.
Yeah, no, I played it for a bit. I played it maybe for about 10 hours. Didn't even get to the point in the story where I know it branches off and you get to choose a faction. I think it was right after the Brotherhood of Steel get reintroduced into the series. And I just got to that point and thought, what am I doing? What do I care about? I've got a baby that I'm trying to find, but everything else surrounding that, I don't really care, and the game hasn't invested me at all in that central plot in the first place. It's not where it's in New Vegas, where you do have a lot of room to be able to explore and you get the incentive.
I never had that moment in New Vegas where I'm like, why am I playing this game?
Yeah, no, you go through New Vegas and you go, I'm going to choose to do this now or choose to do this now.
You've got so much stuff. You're like, oh man, I wish I had more time to stay up and I got to go to bed.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my experience. But Bethesda has stayed around, thanks to, of course, our boy over here, as you can see, huge details there of the fall of 76 from
16 times the detail I've been told.
Yeah, we'll just go check out real quick because I know people do like memes and I have some meme recommendations. That's pretty famous. Crowcat, we'll get back to him in a bit. But I do want to play a good video, which is just the, well, 16 times the detail coming to life, I suppose.
It actually works perfectly. Our artists have painstakingly modeled over 9,000 objects. We actually have recorded around 1,000 of the most popular names for him to say.
We have over 40,000 lines of recorded dialogue.
All new rendering technology.
Close my eyes.
You just put what you want in your hand, and that's the way the character you're playing. We made a real one.
Wait, what?
Mods transferred, played, and shared for free on Xbox One.
And I want to be clear, actually, that feature is not coming out at launch.
Todd.
Tell me lies, tell me sweet little lies. Oh, no, no, you can't disguise.
The bold claim.
That's technically true.
Skyrim's infinite quests.
And they're all the same quest.
Also, of course, it just works. But that's a whole other thing. My reason being that for showing that is, for anyone who doesn't know, that's a quick summation of the reason Bethesda is a pain in the ass. And that's why when I saw the video game was coming out and everyone got hype, or at least some people, I didn't care. Now, it has 88 on Metacritic from Game Journos.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, that means nothing. So,
I don't
that.
Care about the opinions of gaming journalists.
Some of the reviews I think are quite similar, or familiar is probably the better word. Starfield is everything you could want, except a reason to keep playing.
Where have I heard that before?
Yeah.
Is this why I put down Skyrim as soon as I finish the main quest?
No, I mean, with Skyrim, there was still stuff to do. I mean, there wasn't much, but with Fallout New Vegas, there was plenty.
I had a problem with Skyrim, which was I played Oblivion, and Oblivion was one of my favorite games ever at the time when I was playing it. And it's rare that I do this. I put maybe 200 hours into the game when I was like 13 years old. When I went over to Skyrim, it was bigger. It was more detailed. The gameplay itself was better. But the actual quests themselves were really boring in comparison to the kind of quest scenarios that you were getting in Oblivion. Like the Dark Brotherhood scenarios were just really dull. It was just...
By comparison.
Yeah, kill this guy. You don't really get any options of how to kill them. You just have to go and just stab them in the back. Whereas... So Oblivion's, you felt like you did, were less on rails with it.
The thing this reminded me of is, as we spoke earlier, of Fallout 4, and the similar thing I've seen from other people where I talk about Fallout 4 with them, is that everyone seemed to have this point where they just went, why the hell am I playing this video game? I don't care. So, I don't know, I got a bit worried. But again, it may be good, it may not be, I don't know. The game is not really in my hands. But here's a guy who has been playing it, so here's him
Aristophanes.
Big old review, which yep. We're going to take some bits out of in a minute. He's like, yeah, kind of fun, need some work. It wasn't exactly what was promised, but that's, you know, game reviews, which I'm not qualified to do. But there was a bit of confusion because, I mean, like on Reddit, someone was noticing, bro, what's with all the 10 out of 10 reviews? Everyone becoming obsessed with the best game ever. And, well, the reason I think a lot of people were a bit confused by that, I mean, is some of the problems. You know, classic Bethesda things, such as this random screenshot. Yeah? I mean, do you notice a certain somebody does not seem to have been gone through the rendering machine very well.
Remember when everyone was really excited with Skyrim and going, oh my god, finally, Bethesda have fixed the faces.
Current year's 2023, still not
looking
working.
Great.
I saw in Donkey's game review of the whole thing, he was just like, I'm so sick of people saying that, well, if you're standing in the certain point with the right lighting, the faces don't look deformed. I was like, well, that's not how video games work.
This woman definitely wants to speak to your manager.
Yeah. Apparently, this is all Bethesda's fault as well. I mean, like, this guy here is just taking a quote from, I presume this is some kind of development thing here, where they mentioned that Starfield has the most highly detailed and diverse characters yet by scanning a wide range of faces from different age groups and ethnicities.
And then shoving them all in a blender.
Yeah, which were then mixed and matched, that's how you end up with this, you idiot. But you can't just mix faces from different ethnicities and be like, yeah, humans are all the same. Just mix and match.
Man-made horrors beyond my comprehension, that's for sure.
So yeah, that was dumb. A lot of people have also been making comparisons to Cyberpunk. I do actually kind of hate this way of reviewing games. They're like, look, the water doesn't bounce the same way it does in Cyberpunk. That's from the guy earlier. He did quite a few of those reviews. I don't really like. But there are some fair points, which is, you know, a lot of things are not there, which I'm sick of people also saying, well, you know, it's just released. It'll be patched. No. I'm sorry, but how have we lowered our standards so much?
Well, I mean, that's what happens with Cyberpunk.
No, but like, how have we, as in general, people who like video games, lowered our standards to the point now that it is actually acceptable to say, well, the game obviously on launch is broken. Like, I'm kind of sick of that.
That's the typical thing.
It's on a lot of fronts as well. I mean, like, the faces here. Oh my God. Local 4chan user did notice that.
What the hell is wrong with them?
Yeah, there's some problems, to say the least. Someone did make a compilation of what they're calling, like, Bethesda moments. Yeah,
sorry, like, those faces, you've just misgendered one of the NPCs, and they are furious.
In that a minute.
Those aren't my pronouns.
Here's some Bethesda moments, of course, which I'm also sick of people being like, haha, bugs are funny because it's from Bethesda, and they're not. Jim Sterling was right. None of this is funny. This is just embarrassing. Failures, as with any other game company. And yeah, some of them might be patched, and you know, good luck with that, but it's not a reason to be excused about it. And also, I mean, Daka Daka over here making the point, Bethesda game gets Bethesda bugs, Bethesda kind of story and Bethesda explanation. Whoa, how did this happen? So yeah, I mean, again, not my place to review the game. I mean, this is other people's reviews.
Do you know what people mean when they say Bethesda's bug? Outside of just it being bugs that often show up in Bethesda's game, because they call it...
The ones that are never fixed.
No. It's even better than that, because Bethesda have such a strange way of designing their own games.
Oh, yeah.
That sometimes
predicts the bugs, because the same bugs are in every single out.
Well, no. But there's an even better one, which is Bethesda's bug. I think Joseph Anderson may have coined this, but it may have been somebody else, which is Bethesda makes such strange decisions when making their games that you might encounter a bug that you don't know if it's a bug or part of the intended experience.
Yeah, that's true. But anyway, there's some other things. I mean, like, the collector's edition is $500. That's kind of cancer to me, just in general. I don't know how it's that much, but whatever. And then we're going to move on to the real conversation, because nobody cares about any of the video game.
Yep.
The real nonsense is my pronouns. I'm going to sit here and talk about my pronouns. Great, cool. That's all right.
Fantastic.
So what happened? Because, I mean, I was a bit surprised what went on. So here's Lofty Pixels, who is, in their words, exposing the stupidity of the controversy by just showing you what is. So it's a good example.
Does this mean just saying, oh, well, it's 3 seconds at the beginning of the game, just ignore it?
Kind of. I mean,
that's a very poor argument.
I don't agree with the argument. I mean, they're laying out just what is here, and that's a good example of what is there, which is that you make your video, you use character, you name character, and then you could start the game. However, of course, there is a little...
It gives you a default?
Oops, sorry. There is a little button there that says pronoun, and you can pick. So by default, if you play a man, you get male pronouns. If you play as a woman, you default get female pronouns, because that's how the language works and sex works. And then why would you need a button for it to change them?
Mm-hmm. Dude, it's just 3 seconds. Why do you care?
Well, why would you need a button if it...
It's just 3 seconds. Why would you care?
No, because, of course, we have an ideological perspective, which is that people can change their sex or... identify as a different gender, and we should take that
or
seriously.
Or just straddle the line in between.
Yeah, you can also have they/them, which is, you know, multiple personality disorder. So that's a whole other weird thing to add. And that's the point.
Listen to the voices in your head. They/them.
This is the debate. Obviously, you have the people who say it's small, I don't care, and the other people who say, well, no, it's still gender ideology, and I want nothing to do with that. Which seems like a valid point of view to me. I mean, this is why everyone was complaining about with when you had feminist ideology. Or any other kind of ideology that could be infecting video games. It just happened to be that feminists had their biggest rung at it with Anita, of course, back in the day. And then intersectionalism came along with all the other garbage. And this is another form of that garbage. And I think, okay, yeah, it's a correct thing to criticize. That's fine. I don't know why people are acting like this isn't something that's valid of criticism. It's weird, to say the least. But then there was a local man who went on a rant, of course. And you can see Hassan being annoyed about this because this local man is ranting about he doesn't...
Hassan is an NPC who has no thoughts of his own.
Yeah, I mean, Hassan, correctly, everyone just responded with, go to hell. No one cares what you have to think, say about this, particularly, which is true. But this chap here, so he apparently had been playing 6 hours of the video game, got to that point where he'd already been able to predict a large amount of the game's, let's say, tropes that you find in the modern industry.
Well, once again, when it comes to the pronouns, people are treating like the pronouns were the linchpin of this. No, they were the first signifier of what was to come. The fact that the game gives you the option to do that informs the way that you're going to view the rest of the game, because as you said, it's a signifier of the ideology behind it all.
It's not just a signifier, it's completely, in the normal world, unnecessary.
Yes.
So the only reason to add it would be if you believe in the... Why else would you add it? Sincerely, I actually can't answer that question.
But then,
why would you add it?
Yes, but then as going through the game sees everything else that you would expect to find in a game that subscribes to the modern current day ideology, woke if you want to call it that, progressivism if you'd prefer to call it that, and gets very frustrated with it. Are we going to play any of the clip, or are we just going to... You might have seen the clip.
I can't
already.
Be bothered to play it.
Yeah, yeah. Let's not play it, because one, he's very loud. Two, everything that he's saying is pretty reasonable. He just says it in a way that's very memeable.
Yeah,
he gets way too emotional and gets very angry about it. And yeah, it's a bad look. It is a bad look. I have to admit that. Problem is that this is just how Az behaves. This is what his persona is. His shtick is, I get angry about things on the internet, just like Hassan does, just like
Carl used to.
Just like Carl used to, just like Ethan Klein does, just like everybody does. Yeah. You can go back to the angry video game nerd. It's been something that people have been doing.
Angry Joe.
Or Angry Joe.
People it's kind of meant to be an old gamer meme.
People have been getting frustrated at things and screaming about them on the internet for decades at this point. But it's because of the fact that that Az decided to scream about the wrong thing that everybody's memeing on him.
Because that's the thing as well. Like I said earlier, why would you want to do it? And if someone might say, well, I want to role play as a transgender person, well, there we are. You believe in the ideology. Like, there is a massive difference between people who believe that transgenderism is real and those who don't. And I'm sorry if this is news to you, that that's actually the major divide. You know, most of the Anglosphere, even there, I mean, the rest of the world doesn't already. That's settled. But the Anglosphere is the one having this stupid debate. And most of the Anglosphere doesn't believe a man can become a woman. And in which case, if you believe you can and therefore want to role play, well, yeah, that's an ideological perspective. That's worthy of criticism if you don't agree with that ideological perspective. I don't get it. Well, you could argue, is this just American culture? You know, the people who made this doing their thing. Or is this, as Norm Macdonald correctly pointed out, language that's meant to marginalize normal people? So we can see this with the following examples, which is Nexus Mod decided to delete anyone who got rid of the pronouns.
With a mod, which would take, what, five minutes to do? You just take out a bit of code that lets you choose them in the open screen.
Hang on a minute. The pronouns don't matter, but if you remove them, we'll ban your mod. If you want to add 50 more pronouns, though, that would be okay.
So they do matter.
Okay.
In which case, if you criticize them and get the response of they don't matter, well, why is this banned? And why are you not arguing about this?
That makes no sense. So that argument can go, screw itself. Reddit also decided to delete anyone who posted the mod. There you are.
On Nexus Mods, they're also the one that removed the mod where you changed the voice of the Hogwarts Legacy character, correct?
Deleted anything that's politically incorrect.
I think they also deleted the mods that took down the Pride flags in one of the Spider-Man games.
Replaced it with an American flag?
Yep.
I can't remember the details of that one, but the Hogwarts Legacy
neutral.
One, sure.
And once again, if these people wanted to make the argument that this is completely neutral just because it's something that they already agree with, can you imagine the absolute S show that would have happened if instead of pronouns, it was choose your Christian denomination? And well, also choose your favorite Bible verse. We could also...
If a Christian nationalist game development studio, I mean, name one.
Yeah.
But if one did exist, and they decided to make a AAA game with all the money and therefore would influence culture, and so they decided to insert some of their Christian nationalist perspectives into it and biases, people who aren't Christian nationalists would be right to criticize and say, I don't like you inserting these biases into the game because it's not very normal. Like, go ahead. That would be a valid way to criticize things. But I love here, the opposite is it's not allowed. I mean, this guy's like, you know, it's silly. It doesn't matter. And then someone's like, well, why is it in the game then if it doesn't matter? And what's doubly funny about the whole it doesn't matter thing? Well, the pronouns don't do anything. That's the funniest part. So this person here is like, well, I picked they, them with a female frame and a masculine walk, whatever the hell that means. Played 25 hours and everyone's still referring to me as girl, woman, she. Very disappointing. So this person is very sad already.
Very sad, very sad.
So that person is also in the corner screaming. But this person here, well, has revealed something, which is that this inclusion of this was very lazy, only done presumably near the end of development for a very specific reason, which is not because you actually had put this a part of the video game, but instead it was an ideological point. Because why else would you do it?
It's not
in the game.
A few lines of code at most to put this into the game. So I imagine that this was near the end of the game if the entire development team weren't already in agreement about all of this, probably an HR struggle session to get this in, and a coder just went, oh, fine, whatever.
This is before we even get into the whole concept of pronouns being changed for people, which doesn't make any sense even if you believed in transgender ideology, because if you do believe that a trans woman is woman, then why would you need to change the pronouns? But whatever, so that doesn't make sense either, but I'll hold back to it. But the point being, if they don't matter, why add them? And then when added, well, you didn't even take them seriously yourselves, Bethesda. Like, the whole reason you added it was presumably for the reason given by most people, which is that you have an ideological view. And we can further prove this by the evidence, which is that Dr. Disrespect apparently contacted them and said, hey, I'd love to, you know, get a copy of the game and play it. And this person points out that apparently his sponsorship deal was sunk, according to himself, because of his views.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So I guess it does matter.
The only view people were able to get from this was his recent transphobia. Okay, so they do believe in this ideology then, which is at odds with, well, most of the public. Never mind the rest of the earth. But there's that. There's also some other funny moments. I mean, this one was quite funny, which we will play, and I won't spoil, which is the chap from earlier. You may remember I mentioned that he kept predicting things happening in the game. Well, we can go to the next clip.
Listen, I know I should have been more forthcoming about who I was earlier.
Yes?
So, in the interest of full disclosure, there's one more thing you ought to know before we head up there.
You're a dude.
My relationship with the UC, it's more complicated than it might seem at first glance.
Uh-huh.
The UC's actually the only reason I'm here in the first place.
Yeah.
I am a clone of a man named Francois Sanon, one-time fleet admiral of the UC during the Colony War, former head of the UC Navy.
Yeah, there was a reason he went on that rant, which is that a lot of
this was all beginning to add up. And yes, this is a sci-fi trope that you get clones that come in varying genders from the original person that it was, well, I mean, say varying too, of the person who it was originally cloned from. But still, when taken with everything else that the game is presenting you, is it just sci-fi trope?
What?
Again, or is it agenda?
It could just be, you know, a bunch of mysterious pure coincidences.
Well, I mean, American Krogan earlier today also posted another one where he's talking to two, because of course all of the NPCs are black in the game. Like 90.
That brings me on to my next point, which is the reviewer from earlier just made the point. It feels like they excluded white people in favor of black or brown people at every possible turn. I'll give an example of this, he says. And he gives us the three...
Click on the one on the left, Garrett, I think his name is. Barrett, right. So American Krogan's clip was of this man and his clone, other Barrett, who also have cloned spouses, shall we say, and their lives, or either that they're from two different timelines, I don't know the context of it, but their lives have gone terribly different from one another, and one of them finds out that, something or other, whatever the name was, my version of him is dead and your version of him is still alive, so please make sure he's happy. And you get the chance to ask him, who is this person? And he goes, he's my husband.
All right.
Okay.
But
interesting to throw that in there when you've got everything else.
But the racial, I love just his face in the corner there, is consistent, of course. It's just like, yeah, well, here you go. Here's the three first people who are all black scientists for some reason. The next people are Chinese you meet for some. All right. And then he goes on and on. And he keeps giving various examples, which I won't go through them all. I'll just read my favorite ones here. Real quick. I mean, I'm just going to get the girl boss on screen because it's a funny image. So he says here, of course, the UC is an ethnically ambiguous girl boss. The only white characters that had any relevance in the story so far have been your blonde white woman,
Constellation. Oh, wait. No. The
Conscience companion? I don't know. I'm bad at reading for people who don't know.
Blonde white woman conscience companion.
Ah, there we are.
Sarah Morgan.
And a rich white guy who owns a starship construction business that's basically...
Constellation's wallet, Walter.
Yeah, so the rich white guy who funds the whole thing.
That looks like aged and melted John Cena.
Even the character faces are a bit... but
I mean, in the lighting, you can see that they look a bit better in particular bits of lighting, but...
And then he goes on. There are a few others he mentions. I mean, he says, there's another few members here who are all black, which is weird. And then there's a black guy called Vladimir, which just came back from Russia.
Did you see a sea of faces that looked like this?
It would be rare. Not impossible, but a bit rare.
Okay.
To say the least. Sort of like, you know, less than 1% rare chance of happening. But there we are. And he does also comment, it's kind of funny, the only white guy in the thing is actually the one paying all the bills. But that's all the conversation.
Let me highlight one that I enjoyed from this, which is this guy. The only white dude who's fleshed out a companion of the four is Sam Coe, who is also a bisexual cowboy and has a daughter that he constantly berates for being too smart because there's a stereotype that cowboys be dumb, but also bisexual.
I love it's literally the Yellowstone meme.
It really is.
Real man knows when to lie with another man. Anyway, but getting back to it, because it's not the only piece of evidence either. There's one more here I just found looking around of, biases that have been injected. And this guy's like, the point here below is around 75% of NPCs are black women, and all the leaders are women. I wonder what it all means. And then there's this mug that just says, never apologize for being a powerful fucking woman. And it's like, I kind of feel like the people making the game might be your average Californians.
I feel like if we had a jigsaw puzzle and putting all of these pieces together,
what would the evidence suggest?
Yeah, so presenting a very clear picture to me.
Well, the evidence would suggest that, like most corpo dev teams in America, you've got people who add LGBT ideology on the basis of their biases, which they do with everything else, and they can't help themselves. And what's the result from people who have to deal with that quite often in their games? Well, we're bored of it. Like that guy from earlier. He's so bored of it, he went on a rant. And for some reason, this is some kind of crime. Because this is where this isn't new. I mean, like, it's the same when McDonald's does this, for example. We all know what's going on.
I missed this. What?
You don't remember this?
No, I don't remember this, but that is, I am yes, you are no is right. Burgers? How will this help us sell more burgers?
So in the middle of the Black Lives Matter riots, McDonald's decided to put out this, which is a tweet that just says, black trans women have a very simple message, stop killing us.
Well, you're going to have to tell that to their clients.
Or tell it to George Floyd. So the whole riots were started about George Floyd's death, and they're like, yeah, you know who's really the victim? Black trans women.
I'll just say, black trans women partake generally in a particular trade that could be considered to be more dangerous.
Hello Burger Company. Like, everyone understood that this is why Burger Company does this, is because of the biases of the people involved, and just please shut up and sell me burgers. When you make video game, please shut up and just make good video game. Don't, at the last minute, add pronouns and neo-pronouns, because...
What's this website as well? Is that Translash or Translash? Either way, it sounds bad.
But the weirdest thing and the nonsense around this I found is the responses from usually normal people. I mean, Chris Reagan here.
Oh, no, responding
shouting
to me.
At you. Yeah, I mean, this is a whole... I don't like Twitter drama in general as segments.
No, my point normally being, I don't get roped into it, but I've been having a bit of fun with this, if I'm honest.
Chris Reagan saying that the Starfield discourse has revealed a rift between those who live terminally online, where a 3-second-long character customization option puts them into a spiraling fit of Vietnam flashback. Okay, makes them upset. Jesus Christ, how many words?
Do you mind if I just add some context for this, why he was responding to me? So I was very disappointed to see Derek Blackman, I don't think that's his actual surname, but some black guy, as he goes...
That's his online name.
Decided to criticize as his rant by calling him a man-child, saying, we used to make fun of people like this that would freak out the most insignificant things in games. Everything is blank. You'll just replace sexist with woke. And I decided to criticize this because this is a rather common criticism I see these days of people on our side, if you want to broadly call it that, where they say, you guys talk about things that annoy you. Do you know who else spoke about things that annoyed her? Anita Sarkeesian and all of the SJWs back in the day, which completely ignores the fact that there are just qualitative differences between...
This is so low resolution.
The things taking out all the information. About. Yeah, you're taking about all of the context. So I just said, well, it turns out that by your own standards that you're putting here, you'd have agreed with Anita back in the day if she'd just been a bit more chill about it. If she'd just said, listen, guys, don't want to hear this, but you're actually kind of sexist. Do you mind if I talk to you about that right now? He would have presumably stood back and said, yeah, okay, I'll hear you out.
Yeah, but she was talking crap.
Yeah, she
that was
talking
the point.
Crap the whole time.
I mean, her ideology was literal garbage. It just didn't make any sense.
And then there are others saying, well, complaining about pronouns is the same as complaining about boobs. No, it's not, because boobs in video games back in the day was literally playing...
Well, boobs are real.
Yeah, they're real, and they were playing to the target audience of young men. Pronouns is not real, it's progressive ideology, and it's being forced
companies. I don't get. So Chris is like, how dare you complain about enforced ideology in a game? I mean, even if it's a minor thing, the point is the ideology is nonsense. Please keep it away from me. That's fair. That's a normal criticism. That was the whole point of criticizing Anita.
Also, he's positioning himself in that statement as a functioning adult.
And this went on. I mean, like, ReviewTech USA got annoyed because, this guy went rage about it. I mean, again, that criticism, if it's just about the rage, whatever. But it's right to be criticizing such things because, they are ideological pushes. for no real reason other than ideology.
And here is the low resolution take.
Ordinary Games came out and was just like, two images, people screaming, same sides of the same coin, right? No.
I mean, it's not like they could be angry about different things, is it?
Two people screaming, I mean, like... I don't know what to say to this, because I mean, it's like, you see the image on the left here is the lady screaming about Trump being elected. But let's say it wasn't the image on the right there of the guy complaining about ideology in his video games, but it was instead, I don't know, like someone having their leg chopped off. I mean, you wouldn't be like, same thing. No, they're complaining about vastly different things. She's complaining about the election that her team lost, and this guy is complaining about his video games increasingly having ideological pushes, which, you know, we all kind of hate. Well, we all kind of hate that in general. As I mentioned, with if it was Christian nationalist or Marxist BS being thrown into my video game, it just so happens this is intersectional BS being in the video game. And this went on. I mean, the Ackman here was acting like this was ridiculous for him to complain about this aspect of the game. It's like, again, it's fine to complain about things that are bad in the video game. I don't know why this is unfair.
They're pretending as though pronouns are just completely imperfectly normal and were just always part of the discourse. It was always normal for us to have pronouns in video games because, you know, the terms he and she always existed as pronouns. But
my advice, leave the West. Go for a holiday in the East because you will quickly learn how micro this is.
This is called gaslighting. And you're gaslighting yourself on a certain extent because I know for a fact that 5, 6, 7 years ago, all of these people would have been similarly arguing that this was SJW progressive messaging. It was
because it's true.
Because that's what it is. But either what's happened is that they have decided to abandon that whole aspect of their lives and their opinions and just go on board with this, whether they realize that that's what they've done or not. If they don't realize,
they'll be completely burned out.
You're an idiot. Or they've decided to try and take this aloof stance where I'm too cool and I'm above all of this. But I'm sorry, if you're engaging in the discourse in the first place,
you're already in it.
You're in it.
Yeah,
you're not above it. You are engaging in the discourse, so you can't play that card anymore. If you really didn't care about this enough that you want to say, I don't care about this, then don't say it in the first place. Go just play the game. Enjoy the game.
I could have picked a series of people. These are just the ones that stood out to me as weird. I mean, the Ackman did probably the worst job of it because he then tried to put a video of this guy.
I saw this.
Talking about Hogwarts Legacy. Now, this doesn't make any sense. So he's arguing here that because this chap here was critical of those criticizing Hogwarts Legacy, saying, you know, it's a video game, get over it. And then he didn't like pronouns in the new game. And the point being, haha, you do care about... do you not remember what happened with Hogwarts Legacy? The point of the Hogwarts Legacy drama was that the video game didn't go against transgenderism. They had a trans character in the video game. It was literally just a bunch of freaks online who didn't like J.K. Rowling tried to destroy the video game because of her opinions, not because of the dev team, not because of the actual video game.
They didn't just want to destroy the game either. They wanted to destroy the reputations of anybody playing it. They wanted to dox people playing it. They had a website keeping track of streamers who were streaming it and chased one of them offline.
It was a bunch of humans who didn't play video games, had nothing involving with any of this, but were literally just obsessed with trying to destroy anyone who brought the video game they didn't like. Even though that video game did not have like, hey, transgenderism isn't real as a message or anything of the sort. In fact, it had a trans character, as I mentioned. That's not the same as this, because this is a video game in which there was a political message involved, and he went, could you please leave it out? In, of course, quite angry language. So this doesn't make any sense.
But once again, that's just as his persona, which is the angry fat internet guy persona, which dozens of people have done over the years.
So to sit here and be like, well, you know, pure hypocrisy, it doesn't even, like, the logic isn't here. This is what I don't get about this weird response of people being like, yeah.
And look, the first response is Harrion saying just like, but what's the hypocrisy though?
Just like, could you not man up? I mean, you've missed what the point of the Hogwarts Legacy debacle.
These people have very poor reading comprehension.
Or at least they missed out on everything that happened.
Once again, I think that what's happened with quite a few
spoilers
of these
there.
I don't want to sound like I'm ad homming people, but a lot of them seem to have just at a certain point, like you say, decided to give up on the political discourse and kind of have seen. I think a lot of these people, Ackman, I think, got cancelled. Chris Reagan over the years got a lot of hate from people.
Well, he moved to LA, which is going to mess with you.
Yeah, and he went out with Lacey Green.
I think Lacey Green is probably not the source of his. Outing with
I don't want to throw that as the only reason.
Not to start drama, but seriously, like moving to LA, I think will actually mess with your psyche. It seems to be the case.
And I think a lot of these people got into social situations that made them really uncomfortable. And all of a sudden they dropped their too cool for school, I'm above all of this persona for this sort of stuff and decided, well, if I'm going to get in a lot of trouble and too much hassle than it's worth, if I'm going to criticize this stuff, I'll just go along with it in a really kind of blasé, I don't really care that much way.
Maybe, I don't know the reasons. I suppose people could put it in their own words, respond if they want. But my point being, this is silly, obviously. This doesn't make any sense. None of these criticisms of this guy make any sense. He's not only valid to do such a thing, it's actually right that he's criticizing that this was added to the game because it doesn't make any sense. The evidence is overwhelming in video games production and the features and the fact the pronouns don't even work. So this is all stupid. Like, what are you people doing? But we'll just end this off with something I guess we can all agree on and sit by the campfire and be happy about, which is pronouns this, pronouns that. Well, I don't care. You need to add them titty mods to make they, them titties bigger. That's the real issue about
time. I think we can all huddle together under the shade of big titties.
If you appreciated that episode from the podcast of the Lotus Eaters, you can go to lotuseaters.com to get access to all the premium content that's on the site, such as the premium articles, this one on Half-Life 2, Atomic Heart, and the Nature of Evil, with an audio track for Silver and Gold tiers. If you'd like to find out what else is being put out, you can follow on Getter at lotuseaters_com on Getter. Thank you, and goodbye.